Kia ora tēnā koe, nau mai whakapiri mai anō ki tēnei te pāhorangi mō te wiki whātakau mā toru o te pukapuka Māori Meirizi Tuarua, and welcome again to this, the broadcast, the podcast for week 43 of the book Māori Meirizi. Now in this week's study in the Māori Meirizi 2 book, we have learnt about the functions of the word ke. You may remember how to use the words atu or ake with a sentence starting with a he to compare the qualities of two people or objects. We place the atu or ake after the adjective or describing word, while the e separates the two things being compared. Here are some examples to jog your memory. Take special note of where the atu or ake sits in the sentence and where the e is placed. He pai ake a māka i a mere ki te tuhituhi. He pai ake a māka i a mere ki te tuhituhi. Māka is better than mere at writing. He reka ake te arani i te āporo. He reka ake te arani i te āporo. An orange is sweeter than an apple. He ngā wari atu tēnei mahi i tērā. He ngā wari atu tēnei mahi i tērā. This job is easier than that. If we add in the ke, we are intensifying the difference between the qualities of the people or objects being spoken about. Take notice of the positioning of the ke in these sentences. He pai kē ake a māka i a mere ki te tuhituhi. He pai kē ake a māka i a mere ki te tuhituhi. Māka is much better than mere at writing. He reka kē ake te arani i te āporo. He reka kē ake te arani i te āporo. An orange is much sweeter than an apple. He ngā wari kē atu tēnei mahi i tērā. He ngā wari kē atu tēnei mahi i tērā. This job is much easier than that. Here are two other ways to use the word kē. Firstly, care can be used to indicate something that happened in the sentence was surprising, different, or unexpected. The following examples demonstrate this usage. Kāri ia i te tiro mai ki au, i te tiro kē ia. Kāri ia i te tiro mai ki au, i te tiro kē ia. He or she didn't look at me, he or she looked in a different direction. Kua tīmata kē rātou. Kua tīmata kē rātou. They have unexpectedly already started. Oh wē, kua fitu karaka kē. Oh wē, kua fitu karaka kē. Far out, it's already 7 o'clock. Nō mātou kē tērā tangata. Nō mātou kē tērā tangata. That fella over there belongs to us. In other words, not someone else. E hara ērā i te raiona. He taika kē. E hara ērā i te raiona. He taika kē. Those are not lions. They are, in fact, tigers. Kei hea kē taku pōtai. Kei hea kē taku pōtai. Where is my hat? In other words, it's not where I left it or where I expected it to be. Kei hea kē taku pōtai. Tō pōrangi kē. Tō pōrangi kē. You are crazier than I thought. Now, native speakers of te reo like to use kē in passive action sentences. These are the sentences that begin with kei te, e ana, ka, hua, o, i. A component of the language for you to master is the double passive. Sounds like you are about to attempt the most difficult gymnastic move ever, but it's not as difficult as it sounds. The word ke can be changed to a passive to achieve this. It's a technique used by the native or very high-level Māori language speaker. Okay, let's do this. As we know, ke sits after the action word or verb, like this. Kua patu ke ia I te manu. Kua patu ke ia I te manu. He has, unexpectedly already, killed the bird. Usually the ke will have a tia as its passive ending, so it becomes kētia. Kētia. We still need to change the action word to its passive form, so we end up with this. Kua patua kētia, e ia te manu. Kua patua kētia, e ia te manu. The bird has already, unexpectedly, been killed by him. Now remember to go back and refresh your knowledge of the rules of a passive sentence. They are in Thursday's session of this week's study in your book, Māori Made Easy 2. Refresh your memory and your knowledge around passive sentences, then try the double passive, using ke and its passive form, kētia. Kia ora tātou, kia kahara.